Blog Talk Radio.
Money Girl, and we were just listening to Hot Spot Got Back remix. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a, you know, great August afternoon, early evening here in wonderful sunny Southern California. The sky is blue. There's not a cloud in it. And Fireworks Frank has finally run out of ammo.
Yeah, I felt like we were going to have a whole month, 3 months worth of fireworks without, between what was going on with the protests and then 4th of July and then after 4th of July, it was like never ending with the fireworks.
You know, at some point you look at people and go, it's July 6th, it's passé, darling.
Yeah, so Cassandra Kelly is going to be joining us soon. We were just listening to Hotspot by Crown Tier Urmora and my group, MSFP Crew. That was a Hotspot Got Back remix. Our guest is still not here with us yet. I think I'm going to toss it to a song. This is going to be Savali featuring Focus with Irresistible.
Ooh, I like Savali.
Here we go.
Something beautiful, two hearts that's entwined, it's like the fusible. Taking care of you for life, that's my duty, boo. When we make love, it's a crucible. Your love's a drug, I'm addictive, pharmaceutical. You're my beginning and end, longitudinal. There's no future without me next to you. You're my blessing, boo. We keep them guessing, ooh. I need you like the air I breathe. I need you, you set my heart free. My heart free. I need you like the air I breathe. I need you, you set my heart free. My heart free.
Do what you gotta do, baby. I'm making many moves, baby. Lately I've been choosing me. You gotta do, baby. I'm making many moves, baby. Lately I've been choosing me. I really want you and me.
Alright, that was Savali featuring Focus with Irresistible. I'm thinking maybe we should either reach out to our guest right now. We could give her a little bit more time and play another song, or reach out to our guest. I was thinking maybe hitting them with one more song before we call out to our guests.
Sounds good.
All right, I'm gonna go. We're gonna hit them with a little Lenny Kravitz. Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Cool.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
So, you know, sometimes it's interesting how things turn out. So due to
really?
Retro magic, we're going to close out our show momentarily. Cassandra Kelly will be with us Monday, due to some retro and with some retro magic. I will be becoming the interview via an interview I did as a flashback interview. This interview took place to try to promote Skippa's song Firepower on an FM radio show back east. We took part in a show called Site Chord Radio. Unfortunately, during the planning of this, Skippa before the episode could air, came down with a condition called rhabdomyolysis. And in this interview, I spoke about that and was also asked about my history with American Idol, and this took place around the time that they were airing the 15th season of American Idol, which was known as the at that time as the farewell episode before everything got bought out by Disney and got revived. So this is Firepower followed by my interview. We'll be back at the end of this interview for some commentary, and if Money Girl has any questions after listening to this on retrospective, we'll do that real quick.
Money Girl always has questions.
So here we go. We'll be back live in about 15 minutes and 20 seconds. So coming up for you next, here it is.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking.
All right, so apparently I had this on this interview on a re-airing. So first, we'll be listening to Got 'Em Looking, because I had previously aired this interview, and I thought this was just that. So first is going to be Got 'Em Looking, followed by Firepower from one of our times rebroadcasting the MP3 of that FM radio interview. I just wanted to clarify that after listening to that clip, and I'm sorry for cutting that off, and we'll be back in 15 minutes and 20 seconds. All right.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. All eyes on me like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz flip. Acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's the perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swooshin', like a chef. My verse is cookin',
when I thrust, the bed shook in. It's my fault,
it's my fault.
Now she hookin', her snatch is wet. While she took in, stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'.
Yeah. Matt Franco, aka Big Stats. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2 with Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the soup. So now, girl, you know what to do. So now, girl, you know what to do.
Ooh, yeah, hey. It's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lucky experience, you'll never go past. The action section, a baby way in the back. I'll make it come so hard, you like, ooh, yeah. Thanks, give up, you real bad. Thanks, give up, you real bad.
Show that's got him looking, and speaking of got him looking, that was Got Him Looking by the MSFP crew featuring our good friend Primo. Alright, we got a good show for you guys today. I'm being interviewed, and I know what you're asking. Big Sets, you're supposed to host the show. How are you going to be interviewed? We got you covered. We got you covered. Back on October 30th, I went on to an FM radio show out of Connecticut called Psych Word Radio. It was a pleasure being on there. The following you're going to listen to is from that interview. Plus, we also going to give you a listen to Skippa's new single, Firepower. So, hold right on, because that's coming up for you right now, here on Big Stat Saddle Hour, the station that's got them looking.
And then when we come back, we are going to be airing a track by Skippa out of Hollywood, California. And this track is called Firepower. All right, this track is called Firepower by the artist Skippa. All right, guys, so stay tuned. Psych Word.
I got that fire for ya, you know, Skippa has that fire for ya. Well, let me Mr. P, that's a heat. We're gonna get in once again. Got a lot of adrenaline pulsing through my veins. Don't want these intense feelings to evaporate. Think we ought to let loose another day. If keep it real with me, I'm gonna do the same. Just wish my crazy thoughts and wild dreams would dissipate. I don't need all these realist images running through my brain. I could deal without the pain and heartbreak. Well, I feel the emotion of being loved because our huge commotion, have a body trembling, huh? And I love it, yes sir, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my aggression out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know I can go on for hours. I got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. I'm making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. You see, don't have the time to gotta tell ya. You're the one that I want. You're the one that needs a such chicks don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning. Every second of every day, thinking about constantly, you're always on my brain. Think you need to break away and leave this melodramatic party. Come on, get back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm the same baby, you know I've been craving your body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat. You know I be wanting sweet. So I think I taste yo peaches and cream. I'll make you see it ain't all about sex, about love and respect. And promise you this, I'm gonna be the very best. And nah, this ain't a test. We've gotten older, I've learned what to expect. Me, I'm more interested in long-term relationships. Yeah, I'm damn serious. I used to love that FWB thing with no strings attached, but those types of partnerships never last. Getting closer to more in my life, I gotta settle down. Still search for my queen, you know, to wear this crown. She got my bread to everything and never let me down. It's headed for a happy ending, like in the Disney movies, pal. Just gotta find my destiny, willing to prove this all to me. But hey, this all happened in my dreams, who knows what it's really gonna be. And I love it, you know. Don't get me wrong, I'm gonna take my crush out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know, I can go on for hours. Got the fire, power racing through my blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection, all making love. You got my full attention, no need to doubt that for a moment. Don't have time to gotta tell ya, you're the one that I want, you're the one that I need. These other chicks don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning every second of every day. Things I constantly, yours on my brain. You need to break away and leave this mellow, dramatic party. Come on, head back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm saying, baby, you know I've been craving your sexy body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat. You know I'd be one and sweet. So think I had taste, yo. Peaches and cream, I'll make you see it all about sex, about love and reset. Yeah, I got that fire, power racing through my blood. I'm bringing back passion mixed with affection. I'm making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. Playing through my heart, gotta tell ya, you're the one that I want, you're the one that I need. This a tick don't mean a thing to me, nah. I'm saying, baby, you know, one of these days I hope to make it an actual reality. Come on, a girl can dream happily ever, can't she? Saying, let's get it, let's get in that. Alright. I got that fire for ya. Feeling motivational, sensational. Trying to fire my ass, you know. To match my O, untraceable, but fixable. Try to catch me if you can. You slow poke, stay at steady pace with wherever I go. Face all the obstacles in my way, jump over hurdles, I'm the go. I slay away the fans that walk at night, catch the ones who bring fire in my eyes. At least that makes sense. So metaphoric, I'm Sagittarius, who is spontaneous. I only act reckless on special occasions. My spit rhymes and flows, you know, be so potent. I got the potion worth holding, it keeps on growing. This passion burning within, underneath my skin. And I've come to win, so please let me in. I won't stop even when I pass the finish line, finish up the script. I got tons of riddles, tons of stories, while y'all play the fiddlehead straight for glory. And that bit was a little sarcastic. Unlike some of these females, I'm not made out of plastic. What?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Skippa. And on the line right now, we have Skippa's manager, Matt Frankel. Matt, you there?
Yep, it's the one and only Matt Big Fat Frankel. And if the Matt image sounds familiar to you, that's because I was representing my label, MSFP, and the group I work with, MSFP Crew, 5 years ago when I rocked for Jennifer Lopez in the American Idol audition room. And
that's crazy. So let me just give the listeners a little backdrop, because we played Skippa's track, and you're her manager. And so I came to know you through Skippa and her music, right? You guys are out of Hollywood, California. However, Skippa has some kind of what was the diagnosis that she was given with her bone disorder?
It's called rhabdomyolysis. It's actually a muscular disorder that affects kidneys. I'm gonna give you an email later on, so you guys can put it on your site. We're gonna be having a showcase actually coming up to raise money for her GoFundMe campaign for her dream tour, where we're gonna be donating every additional dollar past our goal to that tour.
Wow. So So, you know, and we and the listeners definitely wish her a healthy recovery with everything, for sure. But let me just ask you, so you were actually on American Idol, right? And with Jennifer Lopez, and then what happened? You tried to start some kind of, like, weird beef with Randy Jackson. Is that what I understand while you were on there?
No, let me explain that. For those who... as many of us do go on to YouTube, if you go on to YouTube and actually look on YouTube, you'll see that the majority of Randy Jackson's comments dealt with me going on and saying my occupation was a freelance music producer.
Okay.
And I felt to spend more time trying to judge me on being a freelance music producer. And my logic behind this is, how do you judge someone on a talent that you've never heard?
Wow. All right. So before you even got to say or do anything for Jennifer Lopez and Randy Jackson, Randy Jackson was already trying to start judging you.
Well, I had done. I had just finished doing a little rap intro that I had done. You know, just to shake things up in there, because prior to me, no one has ever really attempted to do anything
hip-hop
in the American Idol audition room. Yeah, we see on TMZ that, you know, Kanye's now for the next season going on there, but really, before me, no one's ever thought, you know, try to see if we messed around with hip hop in the American Idol audition room, what would happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word Radio Show. Now, if any of our listeners want to reach out to Skippa, her Twitter is Skippa Da Rappa, right? And that's SKIPPADARAPPA.
Yes, she can be found with that URL at both Instagram and Twitter.
All right. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word. It was a pleasure having you on, sir. All right. Thank you very much. And that was Matt Frankel, and we aired the track for his artist, Skippa. So definitely big shout out to them and good luck for them. They are out of Hollywood, California. So with that being said, we have a gentleman who just walked in the studio.
And now it's time for me to bid you guys adieu. Make sure to check out past and present episodes of Big Sad Title Hour.
Hey. Hello?
Ooh. Sorry about that. Somehow my mic became muted as I was talking. So we're just one of the bevy of technical issues that we've had today. There were some issues with that track. We were cutting it the track short because it had the old outro when our station was Big Sad Title Hour. Now we're going to be Radio MSFP. But hopefully you were able to get enough from that. Do you have any follow-up questions based off of what you heard?
No, you talked to me.
Yes.
So, Skippa has this musculature weakness, fibromyalgia. What's her problem? I've seen her. She has a lot of energy now. So, her prognosis is bad. Or is this like a lifetime thing that you just live with?
It was, at the time, it really took quite the toll on her, and she had lost like a bunch of weight, but she has definitely overcome it. You know, a lot of times it's coupled with other things, but it is a temporary thing, but it does have a lasting toll that can take a while to heal. And it did, but, and she's definitely in a much better situation now than she was then.
Okay, that's great to hear, because like I said, I've seen her. I know she has days when she's just full of energy. So I know you've been, you have good things coming up in your life too, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be starting up to get a BA in music industry. Music industry has been part of my life for a long time, and to, go to this university where I'm going to be able to get some good contacts, get put in contact with major labels, because we've always really wanted to umbrella MSFP under a major. And through this, I will be achieving those contacts. And those who stay on past this time for the BA, people with the BAs are going to be getting pipelined into these companies that for major job placements, but people who stay on for the master's program, they talk about how they get to invites for the Grammys and stuff like that. So this is all stuff that, God willing, we'll get to some normalcy where those things can really be taken advantage of.
So right along that line. Go ahead. No, I'm going to say along the same lines. I mean, are you tired of everything being canceled? people ask me if I really am a vampire, because I'm all pale. I don't go out unless the sun goes down. And all the things I love doing, right, have been canceled. So it's like, well, what is there to go outside for unless it's to go run and grab my, study fuel?
I'm actually seeing that, I'm tired of it, but it's interesting. I'm going, the other day I was scrolling through Facebook and I'm seeing people who are optimistically, major artists who are optimistically planning concert tours for, to start, summer of 2021, So I'm hoping,
I know some people that have their plans pushed back to 2022, but
with this whole thing with coronavirus, it does really take a the music industry is my passion, and when I've heard like reports about how this is really this virus is really taking a huge toll on the music industry, because in the digital day and age, the vast majority of profits that come to the music industry are from touring. So without being able to tour, it's not really talked about right now, but that this virus really does take a major financial toll on the entertainment industry. And it's, you know, there, you know, and all you have to do is really do your research to see there, you know, there are organizations to try to raise money, because, you know, people in the entertainment industry, you know, they have families too. They need to, you know, and if they can't make money, then they're struggling. And there's, I know, and it's all across the entertainment industry. I know that for actors, there's a campaign where, and I've checked out some of the videos, what they do to raise awareness and to raise money is they'll do Zoom reunions with popular shows for the Actors Fund. And hopefully, you know, we'll see more stuff like that come up for other sectors of the entertainment industry, because it is really sad to see what a devastating blow this is to a community that isn't really talked about that much, because I think a lot of people, you know, they see entertainers and they forget this is a profession too, and you know, things are being cut, you know, to them.
All right. So what are your plans? I mean, do you ever foresee MSFP crew touring?
I hope so. We would definitely, there's definitely some steps that need to happen before we can do that.
Okay. So it sounds like as tough as this shutdown is, do you see it as an opportunity?
I mean, this is a time, you know, just because of so many things going on, where it's an opportunity for song performers and songwriters to try to, you know, there's so much going on between what's been going on with the coronavirus and just everything in the news and the Black Lives Movement, to really tap into the creativity and really create new content. So in that sense, it's definitely an opportunity to create more, you know, because at some point, we'll be able to go out, you know, and tell the story through our art.
Okay. Do you foresee this being a different kind of narrative? I mean, look what happened after the pandemic in over 100 years ago, right? We also all of a sudden have this sort of decade of ramp up of everything until things crashed. Now, hopefully we don't have a crash, but do you foresee that because of this time there's going to be a huge movement towards a better expression, greater prosperity? Do you foresee that, particularly for MSFP crew?
I think there's a determination in our spirits to keep moving forward. And, you know, so I think just as much with any other setback that happens in life, all we can do is push forward and try to make a better future for ourselves with whatever means we can do so.
All right. So then my next question is kind of a follow-up to that. How would MSFP define grit? What would be like MSF strong, MSFP grit strong?
That is a good question. How to define grit?
I know what SNC grit is.
I think it's just, really tapping into our creativity, really going forward, really not letting things slow us down, putting out the content. The good thing also with the digital age is everything's archived. There's ways to monetize that. I think it challenges us to find new ways to promote things, and it's rising to that challenge, being creative, thinking outside the box, which is something thinking outside the box is something that I think has always been a part of what I've done to promote, so now it's time to figure out new ways to think outside the box, to really brainstorm, because that and that's that grit, that's that determination, you just to push for we do every week, we still do our MSFP crew rehearsal shows, take them behind the scenes, really try to move forward. And I think that's how we're MSFP strong, is we just keep pushing forward.
All right.
So I'm going to close out this show with one of my songs, where I tear down the layers of Big Stats, show Matt Frankel that, all the struggles. This is a song called Behind the Eyes of Stats.
Significant exploits of a boy named Matt Frankel. This is Behind the Eyes of Stats. Sometimes I really need somebody. Sometimes I really need somebody. Hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Behind the eyes of stats lies the eyes of a boy named Matt Frankel, who gets outed as an intellectual with ladies get sexual. He works some crappy 9-to-5, so he strives for life much better. Go back to name Big Stats and you'll see more. Sometimes my name Big Stats feels like a chore, because with Big Stats you're always expecting more. Go big or go home, that's his motto. So for the next few bars, can I just be Matt Frankel? I got December 2014, wash dishes in the back of a barbecue restaurant, paid unfairly under the table, who was unable to be stable with the face from the fact that one weekend I worked 40 hours and only got paid for 12. To say that job was shit was an insult to shit, because even shit looks back at it and says, now at least I ain't that bad. No, don't be mad, cause I advance and I refuse to let the fact that I've been through mental illness, learning disabilities, drugged out teen raping define me and the capability of what I can achieve. I put all of me in the label MSFP, literally. So just for fun, the abbreviation for Matthew Scott Frankel Productions. Yeah. So is this Behind the Eyes of Stats, or behind the eyes of Matt.
Sometimes you really need.
Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh.
And that was my song, Behind the Eyes of Stats. All right. We've definitely had an interesting and unexpected show, but I think that it was a great show nonetheless. So
I agree. I had a lot of fun, a lot of energy.
So we'll be back. We plan to do an MSFP crew rehearsal show here. We're still figuring things out for Friday, but I'm going to try to get you guys a show Friday. We'll definitely have something Saturday. Probably a ladies' night show, and then I'm making some phone calls, getting a whole lineup for next week. We'll have some more updates on that as the week progresses. So till next time, we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
Peace.